What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Well, shit. What y'all doing? Hey, y'all. It's Angie. I am back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your very first time listening, then you may not know that I was MIA for a couple of months on the podcast. If you are a faithful listener, thank you so much for bearing with me. I would blame it on COVID and everything that's going on in the world, but I don't know what the issue is. I just was in a funk and I did not want to bring that energy to the podcast because I'm so appreciative of everyone who listens. I don't want to just put out any type of energy. And had I come on here with my or in my blah state, that would have transcended. It would have came across the airwaves. But I'm here, I'm back now, and in my absence, since I was gone, Sincerely Angie Podcast turned 2 years old. Yes, in June, made 2 years that I have been podcasting. Yay! I know. It's such an amazing thing because I was so nervous to start and then I didn't like my voice. And 2 years later, and I love my voice listening to it, but it's just like, what? 2 years so fast already? We're 72 episodes in, so that tells you that I don't do it consistently every week. But for the most part, you'll get at least 30-something episodes out of a year. So if there's 52 weeks in a year, you get 30-something episodes. I think that's pretty good. Really well, actually. So on top of the podcast turning 2 years old, I have been very active on YouTube. So at any given moment, if you don't see me on or you don't hear me on the podcast, you need to go on over to YouTube because that's where I am. And make sure that you subscribe and leave me some comments. I recently uploaded a new video where I did a Get to Know Me tag. And I'm going to attach the audio from that particular video on this episode. The audio is a bit off, but you still can hear what I am saying and what's going on. If you choose not to listen to it, you can always go to YouTube and view it, and I will have it linked below in the show notes so you can go and take a look at that. If you've already watched it, thank you so much for coming back over here and listening to the audio. I appreciate you. So along with my 2 month hiatus, I think that's how long it was, within those 2 months I did go on a fast, so I was not on social media for a couple of weeks. It was pretty rough. But other than that, nothing drastic has been going on. Life has been good. I just have not been in the spirit to do much of anything as far as the podcast because I feel like there's so much going on in the world. At the time, I was just like, I'm not in the mood to talk about anything that is not of substance. But that changed. I'm back now. We have a new episode that's going to be airing next Monday, and that is with my good friend Ken. We talked about New Normal. So, dear New Normal, be looking for that on next Monday at 10 a.m. As always, we recorded that back in July when the whole Will, Jada, and August Alsina situation was going on. So we talk a little bit about that as well. But yeah, it's a really good episode. We talked about everything from A to Z. It's about an hour long, so I can't wait for you all to hear that. What else has been going on, y'all? I think that's it. I don't believe that I have anything else to share with you all. If there is something, I will come back in a PS segment and say something, but I think that's pretty much it. So yeah, happy birthday to Sincerely Angie. Thank you all for all of the love and support that you show for the podcast. You can always find me at sincerelyangiem.com and make sure that you subscribe to my blog. So at the bottom of the page, there's an option to follow the blog. You just put your email address in there and you're subscribed. So do that. You can follow me there as well. So on top of follow me on the podcast and follow me on YouTube, follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on the website. So thank you all so much for listening. And again, the audio is a little off on the next clip, but you'll still get the picture. Hey y'all, it's Angie, and I figured it was high time for a about me video or a get to know me video. So that's what today's video is. I googled a bunch of questions and I'm just going to answer them so that you all can get to know me a little better. So let's get into it. Hopefully I can get through them really quickly. Let's see. First question. What's your name? Angela. What does your name mean? It means heavenly messenger or messenger of God. Are you named after anyone? No, I am not. My mom let the nurse in the hospital name me. Nicknames? Yes, I have a few. I go by Angie, Ange, Antla, Anshina, Anla, Ainla. It's a lot of them. If you had to change your first name, what would you change it to? I would not change it. I love my name. What are your best characteristics? I believe that I'm trustworthy, I am dependable, I am lovable, I am also very sarcastic. I don't know if that's a good characteristic or not, but you know. What are your favorite things about yourself? I love my sarcasm. Most people don't get it. I love my ability to challenge myself to do new things. I absolutely love to learn new things. So I love that about myself. I love that I am very open and I am very understanding. I love that what I pride myself on is integrity and being a dependable person. So I love that. Which of your parents are you close to? My mother. What is one thing you've never revealed to your parents? Well, I never told my mom that I had sex. She always says something in relation to sex, and I'm like, oh no, people don't do that. You have to wait until you're married to have sex. And she's like, oh, okay. So I go with it. What is your best physical feature? I love my eyes, my lips, my smile, my breasts, I love everything about myself. I love my lips. Oh, I love everything about myself. I wouldn't change a thing. What is your biggest accomplishment? Oh my goodness. I have so many, but the things that stick out firsthand would be my relationship with God. Although I did not grow up in church, I love the person who I am becoming and who I have grown to be in Christ. I also graduating high school was an accomplishment, purchasing my first home at the age of 23. Another accomplishment is graduating college with honors. I did better in college than what I did in high school, so I'm grateful and I am very proud of that. Just to name a few, those are some things. What is your biggest fear? Just not being able to live out my full potential. I know that sometimes in life you can kind of get so caught up in doing so many things, but I want to live out to my best potential. I want to leave this earth with nothing left. Like, I want to give life my all. Regrets. No regrets. I don't live life with regrets. I think that everything is a lesson. Zodiac sign. Aries. Weird habit or phobia. I have weird habits. They're kind of borderline OCD type of habits, but it's weird. Like, so I like numbers like 2, 4, 6, 8, 0. I don't really like odd numbers, but if I had to choose between like 7 and 5, I would definitely choose 5 because like 5, 10, 15, 20, I like those type of numbers. It's a thing. Don't worry. Phobias. Lizards, aka dinosaurs, I don't like them. Snakes, I don't like them. I could live life without seeing another one and I will be fine. I don't like them. What inspires you, or what is the most important thing in your life? What inspires me is to always be better than I have been, to do better, to grow, just to be an overall better person. That really inspires me to
it fuels me to be better and do better. What has required the most courage in your life thus far? Well, I would say the thing that I am going to announce sooner rather than later is what I would say took the most courage for me. Who is your favorite actress? I don't necessarily have a favorite actor or actress, but if I had to choose, I would probably say Denzel or Viola Davis, maybe. Who is your favorite celebrity? Again, I don't have a favorite celebrity, but if I had to choose someone, I love Tasha Cobbs Leonard's music. I would probably choose her. What is your favorite childhood memory? Being a child, not having to pay bills. What is your favorite color? I love the color blue, all shades, and I love silver and or gray, all shades of those colors. So, what is your favorite drink? Any adult beverage, alcohol, wine. And I should have had a glass of wine with me today, but it's too much. What is your favorite food? Oh my goodness, baked potatoes or anything potatoes like french fries. I love mac and cheese, baked mac and cheese preferably, pasta. Those are things that I love, absolutely love. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Almost any flavor of ice cream I will eat just because it's ice cream. I'm not a huge fan of chocolate, but I'll eat it if it's there. Chocolate ice cream, I mean. What is your favorite music genre? Tasha Cobbs, if that is one. It's not, but gospel. I love R&B. I love all music, but I do believe that gospel would be my go-to, especially at Tasha Cobbs Leonard's station. What is your favorite physical activity? Sleeping or napping? That's physical, right? What is your favorite type of clothing? I guess I would say dresses. I love the way form-fitting dresses look on my body. And pajamas, although I don't wear them very often, but I love pajamas. What is your favorite candle scent? Oh, like fresh cotton or clean linen or anything that smells like male cologne, like mahogany, teakwood. OMG, I love it, absolutely love it. What is your favorite social media channel? That would be IG, Instagram. What was your favorite TV show when you were a child, and what did you love about that show? Martin, when I was a teenager, and I loved it because it's Martin, it was funny. Are you scared of heights? I am not afraid of heights, but if I am up there, there's no need to look down. Like, you don't have to. It's not necessary. Are you more inclined to build your own empire or unleash the potential of others? Now, a couple of years ago, I would have definitely said and unleashed the potential of others, but more so now, it's more so like, you know, build my own empire. Are you more likely to avoid conflict or engage it head on? If I'm in the moment, I want to engage it head on, but if it's after the fact, I'm kind of the avoider. I'm just like, you know, I don't even want to rehash it, get back into those feelings, you know. Are you a dog or a cat person? A fish person. Give me an aquarium all day. Are you a good cook? I cook to survive. I do not cook to impress. Can you close your eyes and raise your eyebrows? Did I do it? Can you whistle? Wait. Can you dance? I'm a chair dancer. You know, give me a chair. I can move those shoulders. Do you remember your dreams? Yes, maybe 90% of my dreams, I remember them. Your biggest pet peeve? I dislike the word shut up so bad. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Nervous habit. In nervous or nerve-wracking situations, I tend to sweat a lot, and I also giggle or laugh or smirk when it does not call for it. What side of the bed do you sleep on? I sleep on the side that's always usually closest to a door or maybe a window. But if I do switch spots, it takes me a while to get comfortable. So for a few nights, I may have restless sleep because I'm not on the side of the bed that I'm used to. It's weird. So it's like if you're facing the bed, I'll always sleep on the right side. And I don't know. It's weird. Do you save old greeting cards and letters or throw them away? Definitely save old greeting cards and letters because I love them so much. They're so personal, and I love them. I love them. I can't get rid of them. I don't know what I would do if somebody had to force me to get rid of old greeting cards because I wouldn't do it. Do you sing in the shower? And what's your favorite song to sing? First of all, it's a whole concert. Yes, I do sing in the shower. And a favorite song to sing is anything Tasha Cobbs Leonard. That's just the way it is. Do you prefer Titanic or The Notebook? Titanic has always been my favorite movie, but I'll watch The Notebook because it gets to the point a little bit quicker. And those are the type of movies you watch if you want to cry. And I'll watch The Notebook before Titanic because it'll make the tears come faster. Do you believe in love at first sight? I do. Who was your first celebrity crush? Probably Michael Jackson, the old Michael. Old. What's something that amazes you? People amaze me. Whether it's good or bad, people never cease to amaze me. How many countries have you been to? I want to say 7. It's under 10, I believe. It hasn't been that many, but I want to get my number up there. How many pairs of shoes do you currently own? 100 or more. That's not a lot. How many tattoos do you have? 0 tattoos. Which store would you choose to max out your credit card? First of all, I would never max out a credit card if I have anything to do with it. But the stores would probably be Ross, Dd's, Walmart, or Dollar Tree. How many days could you last in solitary confinement? Well, first of all, coronavirus, quarantine. We've been doing it. It's about 560-something days now. 1,036 days. I mean, I'm over it, so I can survive solitary confinement. What is one thing you'd rather pay someone to do rather than do yourself? I would not pay anyone to do anything. I'm always going to try and do it myself, except for if I have to remove a snake or a lizard. They could have it. I would leave. They don't have to worry about me. I'm not. No. That's the only thing I would probably pay somebody to do. What is the last compliment you got? You look beautiful today. Thank you. What is the most boring movie you've watched? Probably the movie where it was like two people in a boat the whole movie. I think it was called like Open Water maybe. I think that's what it was. I want my hour and 30 something minutes back. I do. What is the scariest movie you've watched? I don't think that I've seen a scary movie, but I do know that the movie Saw, the Jigsaw character has appeared in my dreams a few times, so maybe that was scary to me and I didn't realize it. I don't know. What is one guilty pleasure that you enjoy too much to give up? Sweets. What is the first thing you do when you get home? I get comfortable. Take that how you want to. What do you like about your home? I love the peace and quiet of it. What is the first thing you do when you open your eyes in the morning? I thank God for another day. Most mornings, I try not to go a day without thanking God or waking up and thanking God. Then I look at the clock, whether it's the digital clock or the clock on my phone, to see what time it is. What is the last book you read, and what book are you reading at the moment? Besides the Bible, the last book I read was Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols, and I am currently reading the Bible and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. What is the strangest thing you believed as a child? Probably that if you ate too much ketchup that you would turn pink like a pig. Don't ask. I don't even know why I even thought that was a thing. I had never seen a pink person, so whatever. What word do you use to address a group of folks? Hey, y'all. What drains your energy? Arguing. Any type of disagreement or argument drains me to my core. What is the best part of your job? Getting paid. What was your first job? Mickey D's. What takes the biggest chunk of your paycheck? Being an adult and paying bills. What current world events are really troubling you? Coronavirus and racism. Which animals scare you the most? Snakes and dinosaurs, aka lizards. Why? Because they're just creepy, crawly, slithery. Ugh. No. What did you do for your last birthday? Well, you can watch that video. It's quarantine birthday. I dressed up, I had drinks, and I recorded a video. That's exactly what I did on my birthday. What do you call it when rain falls while the sun is shining? The devil is beating his wife. Is there any item that you collect? Yes, I collect seashells whenever I go to the beach because the beach is my favorite place. So I collect seashells, and I recently started to write what beach I was at when I collected that particular shell on the shell. Are you a hoarder? Are you judging me? What do you think about more than anything else? The future. While living in the present, I do prepare for the future. I'm more conscious of my future now at this age than when I was a little bit younger. So I think about the future a lot. How does music matter to you? Because it is the universal language, but it's just very soothing and peaceful, and I love it. I love music. If you inherited $100,000 right now, how would you spend it? Well, I would not spend it all. I would pay my tithes. I would bless some people and my family and my friends. I would invest it, and then I would save some. If you could change one thing about the world, regardless of guilt or politics, what would you do? I would erase racism, and I would get rid of ignorance. If you could give your younger self any advice, what would it be? To be more active. That's the advice I would give my younger self. Be more active. If you had a big win in the lottery, how long would you wait to tell people? Well, first of all, I would not tell anyone. You would only know it when you got that check in the mail or that Cash App alert. If you could live forever, would you rather stay one age forever or get older? I think that I would definitely want to stay one age forever. Yeah, I think so. When was the first time you were on a plane? I was about 15 years old, my very first flight. When was the last time you cried? Like a couple of weeks ago, maybe, or days ago, PMS, you know? When was the last time you pushed yourself to your physical limit? Well, there's this HIIT workout that I do. It's 6 minutes long, but I can only do 3 minutes, and I do that, and it pushes me, and I did that this morning. Do you see the glass as half empty or half full? Definitely half full. And those are all of the questions. I enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty cute and funny. I may do a part two, kind of like a this or that, which one I would prefer. I did see some questions like that, and I thought that would be pretty fun to do. So, yeah, I hope that you all enjoyed this. I enjoyed sharing some stuff about me. Hope that you got to know me a little bit better than what you knew before. Bye.